Non-stop talk radio.
What the devil is all this noise?
Streaming 24 hours a day. TalkZone.com. And now, back to your hosts, Fred and Sheila. It's Comedy Palooza Radio on TalkZone.com.
Well, welcome back to Comedy Palooza Radio with Fred and Sheila. And just a reminder, the listener lines are open at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We invite you to call in, tell us a joke, just say hi. If anybody wants to call in, that's fine. If nobody don't, we're long-winded and we'll do it ourselves.
That's right.
You still with me?
I'm giving you a big shout-out from the Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida. I'm down here with the 325th Services Squadron Facilities, giving a big shout-out. Hey, hey.
I'm still over here at Cunningham.
We have Carrie Louise.
Yep, she's on here. Matter of fact, let me tell everybody, we got Carrie Louise, and she's going to come on here and talk with us a little bit. Let me see. She's been on Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central, and VH1, I believe. And like Sheila, she's a comedian mom, and Sheila knows her, so she's going to interview her. And we'd just like to say hi, Carrie, and welcome. You're on the air with Fred and Sheila.
Hi.
Hey, Carrie. Thanks for joining us today.
Good. How are you doing?
Carrie, we're just wondering, how did you get started in comedy?
Well, I got started in college. I've always wanted to do something with the stage, and in high school it was considered you were a total loser if you did that. So unfortunately, I did not get into the acting until college, and I wanted to do some form of acting, and my sorority was running a beauty pageant, so I entered it, but I was not at all a beauty queen in college. I was like, I gave the freshman 15, freshman 20. I played field hockey. I was like more of a, a rugged field hockey player. And so I entered this beauty contest, and I needed a talent, and I loved comedy at the time, so I did comedy, and I won, unbelievably. I don't know how I won. Well, there was four other gay guys involved, so I guess I won. But I did not look like – I had short hair. My sorority letters was DZ, Delta Zeta, was shaved in the side of my head. Okay, I was the antithesis of JonBenet Ramsey, okay? And all of a sudden I won, which was a preliminary, which I didn't know. My college, Plymouth State College, I was Miss Plymouth State, and which was great and fun, and it was all cute. But I did not know that I had to go to the New Hampshire State pageant with my crown, Miss Plymouth State. So next thing you know, the four gay guys were gone, and I was involved with 15 contestants, gorgeous, skinny, tall, beautiful girls that have been doing pageants since day one. And then there was me with short hair doing comedy with Delta Zeta shades in my head. So the second time I was on stage, I was in the New Hampshire State pageant, and if I had won that, which God forbid, thank God I didn't. But I did get Miss Congeniality. I'll let you know that. I guess I made everybody laugh, so I was no threat to anybody, so everybody liked me. So that's why I got Miss Congeniality. But everybody else hated everybody else.
Isn't that the way it is in beauty pageants?
Right.
So, now, Carrie.
Yeah, that's how I got.
One of the most interesting things I find about you is that your husband is also a comedian, and you guys were both on Last Comic Standing.
Yes, we were. We both were on Last Comic Standing. And as you know, Last Comic Standing is a reality show, just like any other reality show. I mean, if you look at the American Idol, the winner isn't always the best. It's a little casting and voting. And so same with Last Comic Standing. So when we got through, I knew they would like our story because we were both, you know, husband and wife. And I knew that they would try to play one up on each other or something. They did a really nice job. They did a really nice story about us. I went further in Last Comic Standing than he did. And he's, you know my husband, Tom Cotter. He's been on The Tonight Show. He's, you know, very, very funny, much funnier than I could ever dream about being. But I went further than he did. And he was like, I can't believe it. I'm like, honey, it's because I have bigger boobs than you do. That's the only reason. That doesn't have anything to do with me being funny. But we had a good run. It was a good time. And from there, we got our show Too Funny on the Women's Entertainment Network. So we had 6 episodes because they saw us on Last Comic Standing. So that's what 30 seconds of prime time can get you.
I'm just amazed that you're able to travel and do comedy and you have twins.
You have two
babies.
And I don't know if you know, I have a newborn, 8 months. I don't know if you heard him in the background. But
yeah, you were pregnant during the...
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, you were pregnant during Funniest Mom in America.
Yeah, yeah. Which is why, again, a reality show, Funniest Mom in America, I didn't go for... I don't think... It wasn't because I wasn't funny, right? I didn't go into the house because I think I was pregnant. One of the reasons. I guess it could be because I wasn't funny, but I am not going there. But, yeah, I don't think they had any pregnant women on the show because they get nervous. They have to fly pregnant women out, and it's just a big lawsuit, and they just get nervous. So I should have hit it. I should have told them I wasn't pregnant. But anyway, yeah, I was pregnant. So it's a boy. It was a boy. So I have 3 boys now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. What are the names?
The last one, because I wanted it to be a girl. So the last one's Tommy Jr., and the first two is Cameron and Harrison.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So what's harder, being a mom or a comic? You know, I just had to ask that question.
Being a mom is definitely harder. Definitely hard. I mean, when I go to work, I go on stage just to, people ask me, how do you do it? How do you get on stage in front of all those people? That is so relaxing. I go to work to relax. I'm at home with my boys, but it is so hard. I mean, my mind is going crazy. I have to think like of 8 moves ahead of time. I have twins and a newborn. I'm doing formula, changing diapers, and I'm running around with 5-year-olds. And the biggest question sometimes is, Mommy, can I have some juice? I'm like, I don't know if you can have some juice. How many juices have you had today? Are you going to get addicted to juice and be so fat? I don't know if you can have some juice. If I say no, he's going to flip out. I'm going to have to deal with that. I'm late already. I'm going to be late to school again for the 3rd time. I don't know if you can, and maybe if I give him half juice, if I don't say no and I say yes, I give him half juice and half water, that'll be okay. But then he's still going to be addicted to sugar, and then he's going to be fat, and then he's going to grow up to hate his mother. He's going to be so fat, he's going to be depressed. He's not going to get a job. I'm going to have to pay for his therapy. He's not going to have a girlfriend. He's going to live with me for the rest of my life. I don't know.
Oh, hell.
Oh, Carrie. And Carrie, for our listeners, where can they go to see where you'll be? Do you have a website?
Yes, Carrie, K-E-R-R-I, Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, 2firstnames.com, CarrieLouise.com.
Great. Do you have anything coming up?
I'm doing actually a special mommy show at with lots of moms. It's a big special mom show at Stand Up New York, April 29th in the city.
Oh, yes. I know a bunch.
Kingston, Broadway. Judy Gold will be there. She's a mom. She's a very funny comic. And I'll be performing with her and Karen Bergreen, another funny mommy.
Carrie, how many years have you been doing comedy?
It's too much to count. My mom still thinks it's a hobby. I'm like, Ma, not a hobby. And every time I go home, you know, there's teaching jobs available. I've been doing it 20 years, almost 20 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Wow.
Do you have any advice for all those new mommies out there who want to be a comic?
New mommies who want to be a comic, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great job. It's a great job if you don't take yourself too seriously, or else you'll get, you know, it's a lot of things you can't do. Like, there's a lot of gigs I can't say yes to because... it just doesn't make sense. My babysitter is making more money than I am, and that's not right. So if you want to use it, like, to just get on stage and cheaper than, you know, therapy, then it's a great, great career. You're home all day with the kids, and then you can go out and just get a relief at night and get up on stage, and that's great. But you have to realize that if you want to make it as a career, it's going to be really tough with kids. Unfortunately, my husband is also a comic, so it's not like I have a sugar daddy to pay for my career, unfortunately. he's out at night working, too, so I always have to get a babysitter, and it's hard to travel. You asked me how I did it. I'm not traveling as much now with the newborns, but that was what my show was about, Too Funny, T-W-O Funny, is with me and my husband and the twins all traveling on the road and doing comedy.
That's wonderful. Wow. So our listeners can go to your website, CarrieLouise.com, and find out where they can see the family performing. Carrie, we appreciate your time today, and we thank you for being on ComedyPaloozaRadio.net, and we'll see you when we see you.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was great. It's got to be tough being a mom and a comedian at the same time. You know? You know.
I know.
You do it.
Oh, yes, I do know.
I don't know how you do it sometimes.
Oh, mine are older now.
Hey, check this out. My buddy, I have this buddy and his girlfriend. They just got back from vacation in Florida. He was telling me this true story, okay, while he was down there. He had me rolling in the floor last night. It was funny. He said that David and Denise is their names, just in case they're listening. I got to tell you a story, David. I'm sorry. But they were in Florida, and they were on the beach, right? And there's this woman out in the water. I mean, this well-endowed woman out in the water. He said she had the biggest boobs he had ever seen. And she started to come up out of the water, and a wave hit her and knocked her top off. So she was coming up out of the water. She had her arms crossed, but her boobs were still kind of sticking out of her arms. And no lie, this little kid runs up to her in the water and says, excuse me, lady, if you're going to drown them puppies, I want the one with the brown nose.
Aww.
Real life, that happened. Oh, I couldn't believe it. And I got to tell that to everybody listening. Hey, you know what? You said you know Mikey, right?
Yeah, I know Mike Mason.
Well, he's standing by for us. And, of course, we told everybody earlier that he's a musician and comedian. And he hails from Bloomington, Indiana. He's got a very, very high energy act. I've listened to his stuff on the web, on the internet and everything. You talk about high energy. This guy has got the energy, so I'd like everybody to welcome Mr. Mikey Mason. Mikey, you're on the air with Fred and Sheila. How are you?
I'm all right, guys. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Pretty good, Mike. Thanks for letting us talk to you.
Hey, no problem.
It's nice to have you. Are you in Bloomington now?
No, I'm on my way to Virginia. I'm doing a benefit tonight in Blacksburg for Virginia Tech one year later.
That's right. I was just there a couple of weeks ago, and I want to thank you for going out there with everybody. Mike, you've got a pretty interesting story. How long have you been doing comedy?
I've been in comedy pretty much all my life because, you know, I'm kind of screwed up, you know. Second grade, I think I was the only kid.
Kind of.
Well, you know, I was the only kid to get banned from the public pool for peeing in it. I know that doesn't seem like people, but it was off the high dive, so, I mean, come on. Fifth grade, I got removed from recess for the rest of the year because I was touching a girl inappropriately on the merry-go-round, and I thought I was shafted, but it turns out that she lost her teacher's license, so I guess we're even. Yeah, I've been pretty much seeking attention my every possible way my entire life. Professionally, the last 3 or 4 years I've been a comic, though.
Last how many years?
3 or 4.
I thought you said 30.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know, 3 or 4. Well, what happened in your life to make you decide to be a comedian?
Well, you know, pretty much it was my mom. You know, everybody rebels against their mom. My mom was always telling me when I was a kid, she told me, you know, you're not going to make anything yourself being a smartass. And so I'm spending the rest of my life proving her wrong. My mom always told me stupid stuff growing up anyway. She always told me I was a picky eater and, you know, I'm, you know, 5'9 and 250 pounds. So that's it's pretty much enough. It took me growing up and getting married to realize that my mom was just a crappy cook is what it was and not necessarily a picky eater. My mom always told me same thing when we got in a fight, too. Every time it was always the same thing because I look like my dad. Every time it was, you're just like your father. You're just like your... Finally, I stood up against her and I said, Mom, I am not like Dad. If I was like Dad, I'd already beat your ass. I'd have left the family. I'd be banging a cocktail waitress right now, okay? Instead, I'm sitting here screaming at the top of my lungs till everybody in the Cracker Barrel feels awkward. It was at that point that I realized that I was, you know, just like my mom.
Hey, Mike, who's going to be with you tonight in Blacksburg?
In Blacksburg is actually a pretty big show. I know I'm working with Kerry White.
White,
Mike Stork, Jason Bensey, Sue Bump, Ed Fox, and Anthony Quinn.
Nice. Some of the originals from Laughter is Love from last year's show down in Blacksburg. Those are sponsored by Summit Comedy, is that right?
Yeah, Summit. Chuck Johnson's bringing us out, and it's going to be a great show. A lot of hilarious people are going to be there. It's at Attitudes Bar in Blacksburg.
That's 900 Prices Fork Road, Blacksburg, Virginia. Hey, you're known for having some crazy stuff. I want to know what's on your iPod right now.
That's weird. The last thing I listened to on my iPod, I don't actually remember putting there. It was a Huey Lewis song. But I have this theory, all right, because nobody's a fan of Huey Lewis. Nobody. Nobody's a fan, not even the News, and they were his backup band, okay? But I have a theory, and it spawned back in the 80s, but if you have a mixtape, all right, and it sits long enough, a Huey Lewis song will appear on it somewhere, even if you didn't put it there. And that's what an iPod is. It's like the ultimate mixtape that you pick and choose. And so I figured that at some point, like the 80s mixtapes, it just popped up. But Huey Lewis is just weird because he doesn't have fans. Nobody, ask anybody who their favorite musical artist is, nobody's going to say Huey Lewis. But if a Huey Lewis song comes on the radio, it doesn't matter who you are, from Gene Simmons, Tupac Shakur, you're singing along, all right? Please let me know. You know what I'm saying? You could be a Samoan. You could be South African. It doesn't matter. You could be a Nazi. It doesn't matter because you're going, say the hotter rock and roll is still beating. Now from what I see. But the thing, it's weird. Here's the thing about Huey Lewis. I just thought of this. This is crazy. The thing about Huey Lewis that nobody realizes is that he has magnificent nipples. And nobody knows. They're like silver crest. Rosy medallions in a field of creamy white. And Huey Lewis has been in a few movies, and I'm thinking those movies didn't really do that well at the box office, but if they had shown some Huey nipple, they'd at least doubled their money. That's what I'm saying. And Huey Lewis, he's a classy guy. He's very classy, always willing to meet his fans, always willing to greet his fans. He's even willing to cuddle, And I'll tell you what, if you don't like the fact that his chest is hairy, he'll roll over and he'll be the spoonie. He's classy like that. And then it doesn't matter that the hair on his back's tickling your chest either, because frankly, he was willing to make the effort. And that's what counts. He's a classy act. That's all.
Who's one of your favorite comedians?
Me. I like me a lot. When I'm on the road, I listen to me. Occasionally in the shower, I'll turn on some me. I'm just kidding. After a show, somebody will come up to you and say, who my favorite actor, who my favorite comic is? And I'll generally answer that question with no, but I bet you're going to tell me, and I bet it ain't me. So, Kerry White, who I'm working with tonight, is a guy I love to work with. He's hilarious. As far as bigger names that are way up there in the comedy field, I'm a guitar act. I like Tim Wilson a lot. Rodney Carrington is great. Henry Phillips, Stephen Lynch. I like high energy guitar acts, or I like guys who are musicians or just craftsmen. George Carlin, of course. You don't get a bigger, craftsman than George Carlin is as far as crafting a joke. Sam Kinison was great for that high energy aggressive humor, which I love. So, yeah.
I know. There's a lot of different comics that I like, too. Please tell Kerry White I said hello tonight when you see him. Comics generally have a lot of downtime when they're on the road, except for me. I'm always going somewhere during the day and doing daylight stuff. But what do you do during your downtime when you're on the road?
Mostly strip clubs and comic books. Yeah, that's pretty much all I do, strip clubs and comic books. I'm not actually allowed to carry cash anymore. My wife won't let me because, in one night at a strip club, I can blow 2 months of mortgage. And the sad part is that I can blow that same amount of money in 15 minutes at a comic store and only bring home one book because I know where it is. It's the first appearance of Spider-Man. I can get it. But I love comic books. They're, comic books and strip clubs. It's all fantasy. It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing.
And you're married. That amazes me. I didn't know you were married.
Well, yeah. I met her the old-fashioned way. I drugged her. But now I have health insurance, so all is well.
Oh, that's great. How long have you been married?
I've been married for about 12 years, but not consecutively. We're coming up on our fourth anniversary, May 1st.
Do you have children?
I have two, one of each, both boys. One of each.
I thought you were going to say a cat and a dog.
One from each. I have a 10-year-old and a 3-year-old, and they're pretty much nuts, man. Kids are stupidly nuts and expensive. I went to the zoo, and they wanted everything. They wanted to ride the carousel. They wanted ice cream. They wanted food at the thing, a little weird-colored sippy cup. I have a theory that if you put a carny with a sign that says punches in the face, $5, they'd be begging you for a 5-spot. And I'd be like, no, I can punch you in the face at home. And they'd be like, but, Dad, you have all your teeth.
What do they think about Daddy being a comedian?
My youngest son thinks that it's just par for the course. You know, I'll leave for a week, and before I leave for the week, I just say, Daddy's going to work, and he knows that I'm not coming home for a week or two, that he's only going to, you know, see me in pictures or talk to me on the phone or if we're video conferencing. My older son has a harder time with it because he was used to me being home more often when he was a kid. But they think it's cool. Of course, it's hard because my 10-year-old's a smartass, and what am I going to tell him when he gets in trouble for lipping off at a teacher at school? It's not like I can tell him the same thing my mom told me, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, you know, Mike, we appreciate your time here. Thank you for joining us here on Comedy Palooza Radio. And, again, tonight you could see Mike and a group of other fine comedians performing for Virginia Tech across the street at Attitudes at the Holiday Inn. I believe showtime's 9 o'clock tonight. If you want to see Mikey Mason, Mikey, where can people go to see where you're going to be?
They can go to MikeyMason.com. Or myspace.com/MikeyMason, because, you know, I like 14-year-old girls, too. And that's a joke. You don't have to like 14-year-old girls. What?
Oh, Lordy.
No, I'm just saying, you don't have to like 14-year-old girls to go to MySpace, but it helps. I mean, otherwise you don't understand all the little acronyms they throw at you. R-O-F-L, L-O-L, O-N-G, whatever it means. I don't know. Whenever I get talking to a kid on MySpace, I just type a bunch of letters together, and they think that I'm saying something profound.
I know. They think you're a guru, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, Mike, again, we thank you for joining us today, Mike. We've been talking to Mikey Mason, a great comedian, again, and you take it easy on the road, Mike.
Thanks, Sheila. Thanks, friend.
Hey, thanks, Mikey. I look forward to seeing you sometime. All right. Well, you know what? That was two good interviews in this one segment. You know, we get some very interesting people on here, don't we?
Oh, we really do.
Are you the one that digs them up?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I think that's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We've had so much fun.
No, I send them to you.
Yeah, you do. You send them to me. We've had so much fun today, but guess what time it is? It's time to wrap it up again.
Move on down the road.
Yep, it's time to say bye-bye again. But we would like to thank everyone for listening to Comedy Palooza Radio. A quick thank you again to our producer, Dave Olson, for such a fantastic job. We try to thank him every week. And we'll be back. You know what? We'll be back next week, and we'll have more exciting interviews with some of America's funniest people. Until then, adios, amigos.
And I'd like to say goodbye from Tyndall Air Force Base right here in beautiful downtown Florida. Thank you guys for listening, and everybody needs to smile. We're out.
Jim, come out, honey. You have to go to work tomorrow.
I'm not coming out, Valerie.
Jimmy, this is crazy. Oh, hi, Tom.
Val, Jim's at it again?
Yes, ever since we got the Jayco RV, he has problems leaving it.
Jim, you can't do this every weekend.
Oh, yes, I can.
Wow, this is great.
See, told you.
Oh, look at this kitchen. I got a cold one in the fridge.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy. Are these cabinet doors solid oak?
Yep.
And the space, full bathroom?
With a shower.
Whoa.
Tom, is Jim okay?
Yeah, Val, he's fine. We need a minute.
Comedy Palooza Radio is brought to you in part by Cunningham Campers in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Visit us online at cunninghamcampers.com or use the link on the Comedy Palooza website. Cunningham's, selling Jayco RVs for almost 35 years.
Tom, this is Sue, your wife.
Boo.
Jayco, America's most livable RVs.